The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. It's nice to be here. Nice to be sharing the Dharma in so many different ways. Dharma talks, meditating together, watching YouTube videos, it's quite something. So to begin, I'll do a little bit of a guided meditation. I'll just be speaking in the beginning with some silence at the end, so that we can each find our own way, our own rhythm. But to begin, can feel into what does it feel like to be sitting here now? What is the experience like of having brought yourself to your place, wherever that might be? And to just feel the sensations of sitting, or if you're lying down, lying down, or if you're standing, standing. There might be the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Maybe the pressure against your feet. And see if there can be a way in which there can be a settling in some way. Like we're just arriving here. We're not over there and over there, but here. And that can be done by focusing on the sensations in the body, because of course the body is here. Then as you focus on the body, you might notice there are some areas that have some tightness, some tension, some discomfort. What is it like to bring your attention to those areas? Can you do it in a warm-hearted, generous way, as opposed to thinking that it has to go away and get out of here? Instead, as best you can there be a sense of allowing it to be there? Because, after all, it is there. Sometimes it's not easy to bring a warm-hearted, generous attention to those experiences that are uncomfortable. But it can make a difference. The attitude we bring to the way, the manner in which we pay attention. And of course, you might be noticing that the body is breathing. What does it feel like to breathe? We're just noticing the sensations associated with inhales and exhales and the spaces between. How do they feel? That is, there might be some stretching or a sense of expansion, and then maybe shrinking again. Just the tangible felt sense of having a body that breathes. Maybe some of the sensations are subtle, while other ones are obvious. Without straining, without striving, can we notice a range of our experiences? Maybe a collection of experiences associated with breathing. And if you find the mind busy thinking and with thoughts, see if you can let that be in the background, while in the foreground, or being with the sensations of breathing. And if you find yourself feeling restless or agitated, there might be a little bit more stability, a bit more calmness, maybe a little bit deeper inside, however you understand that, to touch into that which is more steady, that which is more stable inside. again, an encouragement to tap into, touch into, discover perhaps that place inside that feels stable, feels steady. Maybe it's deep inside. Maybe it's not even quite very clear how to do this. But you might imagine, if you knew how would you do it? Without straining, without striving, but more opening to some stability. There are lots of reasons why we practice, why we practice meditation. Perhaps one of them is to help us find this deep, perhaps stable steadiness. Not only because it makes our life unfold better without all the vicissitudes, without being pushed around by all the vicissitudes of our lives, but also so that we can help others from a place of stability, so that we can support others, either directly by listening or actively doing something in our communities with our families. Or maybe just by being an exemplar in some way, being the quiet person, the steady person. Doesn't mean the silent person, but the one who isn't yelling or whatever situation you might find. And just to be able to demonstrate that there is more than one way to respond to difficulties. There is more than one way other than chaos or hysteria. These, of course, are the extremes. But another way is to tap into some of the depth of what is in all of us and show that it's possible, even during difficult times, we can tap into this part of ourselves that has steadiness, has stability. What does that feel like? The steadiness. Can you gain some familiarity with it so that it becomes easier to access? So in this way, our practice can be for the benefit for everyone. Of course, those we interact with, those who see us, and then it ripples out. So may all of us find something within us that is supportive and steady and can be a foundation from which we can draw during difficult times.